That was impressive work there.
I spun around, one hand raised palm up with a ball of energy spinning over it, and my bowie knife I always kept in the sheath on my lower back in the other. A man stood about 20 feet away from me. Black hair, blue eyes, youngish. Maybe in his late 20s or early 30s, I would guess.
Good reflexes, too.
He nodded as if actually impressed. Who are you, and what are you doing sneaking up on me? I didn't move, other than to wave the tip of the knife at him. He smiled and tucked his hands into the front pockets of his jeans.
Didn't mean to sneak up on you, but shouting from a distance is rather undignified. My name is Raven.
I could see he was trying to soften me toward him, and that alone made me wary. What do you want, Raven?
You going to hold that knife at me while we talk?
He continued to smile, now with a quirk to one side of his mouth. He was definitely used to getting his own way. It was the way Will smiled whenever he talked to women. You betcha.
Ah, nice touch. You almost sounded American there.
He brushed the side of his nose with one finger, that smile still hovering on his lips. My heart pounded. Was he a telepath? Could he read my mind?
No, I can't read your mind, but I'm very, very good at reading people. And to answer your other question, I think I can help you with something.
I arched an eyebrow and lowered the bowie knife just a little. Really? Just what is that?
I can teach you.
My other eyebrow shot up. Teach me what, exactly? Strange men didn't just show up to teach young girls nice things. He leaned his head forward just a little. Enough to make me think he didn't want anyone to hear what he had to say.
Everything you ever wanted your magic to do.
His words sank in slowly. I'd had two teachers so far when it came to magic. Deanna, the druid, who taught me healing and divination for the most part. She had been Will's sister, and she'd died in the battle with Orion. Then there had been Millie. Prior to my arrival, she had been the strongest witch the world had ever seen. She was gone now too, dead at Orion's hand. With so few witches left, and those being weak, there had been no more training for me. But training was exactly what I needed for what I hoped to accomplish. Are you a witch? I lowered both hands, though I was ready to throw down if I had to.
No, I'm an elemental. And I can teach you things no other witch will ever be able to teach you.
I narrowed my eyes at him. I was 15, but I was no fool. And what do you want in return, Raven?